Hello, I am going to do the yummy mixer questionnaire number two since I have free time and all of my roommates are gone, which is a feat in and of itself. So, I figured I would do this while I fold my laundry, which is really exciting. Not really, that's why I'm doing this. So, if you hear weird noises in the background, it's probably just like clothes. So, the first question is, what is the weirdest thing that has ever made you horny? Oh God, I have no idea. I should have read these first. Weirdest thing. Okay. Once upon a time in my life, one guy compared his size to a banana, and for a noticeable period of time after the fact, whenever I saw a banana, I would think of that, and I would think of that in the context of the conversation we'd been having and the rest of the conversation we had. And I was like, you can't use that as a unit of comparison because now I can't go grocery shopping by myself because I get distracted in the produce section like a child. So, bananas, yeah. That one, he laughed at that, and I was like, that's not funny. That's my life. Let's see. Do I watch gay porn? Have I ever? If I do watch porn, yes, I would say that I prefer man on man, just because I think sometimes some of the like other ones kind of creep me out a little bit because they're like super like not fun looking. It just, I don't know, it's like not enjoyable to me to watch as much. I think because it tends to like cater towards what guys might want to see. So I watch, yes, I enjoy it. How big is too big and how small is too small? I don't know. Please, I'll take what I can get. Best way to bind someone, I don't know. If anyone wants to help me figure it out, let me know. Hand jobs or blow jobs, I'll take what I can get again. Doesn't matter to me. Which hand do I use? I use my left hand. I'm left-handed. So, I almost exclusively use my left hand on my pussy, and then my right hand is usually on my boobs. That's how that usually works. Three of my worst and best personality traits. Oh, Jesus. I'm gonna do the three of each. Okay, well, one of my worst is definitely the fact that I am unbelievably lazy. like, that's. Yeah, I wish I wasn't, but I am. I guess another worst. I have a very strong tendency. Not a ten I guess. Yeah, I have a really short temper. That's a good way to put it. So I get like really annoyed, like really easily. And I'll get over it eventually. But like my initial reaction is like almost always like, I'm so angry. It's pilly. Sorry. Looking at my clothes. I'm not done. Another worst. it's kind of like good and bad. I like laugh at inappropriate things, like to a fault sometimes. So it's like good because it's I have a good sense of humor, but like to a fault. So yeah, there's just like been situations where like there'll be a room full of people and like it's a moment where everyone's supposed to be like, oh, I'm like laughing in the back. And so that's gotten me in trouble a couple of times. Whatever. My sense of humor. I'm like really loyal to my friends. Like I like to think that they can count on me. And this is another one that's like kind of good and bad, but I'm like really persistent about things. Like if I decide it's something that like I want to do, it's gonna get done like to the best of my abilities, but sometimes like at the expense of other things that are also important. But so I guess determined could be the word for that. I don't know. What are some sexual things you would never do? Anything with poop. That, nope, no thank you. No thank you. That one's a definite no. I don't know. I'm open to trying things. There's not a lot that I'd be like flat out like absolutely not. But yeah. Do I think that one orgasm is enough or are multiple needed? I usually go for multiple, meaning like at least three. Usually two or three is my like average, but some days it's like way higher, like 6 to 8. But those days tend to be few and far between. But yes, I rarely ever stop at one. Where in my house do I want to or like to have sex? Well, I don't live in a house, I live in a dorm. So I think my roommates would like me to say in my room. There's dryer sheets everywhere. As much as people say it's overrated, I would like to try in the shower just to know for myself. And then, like, if I had an actual house, like, with actual, not metal doors and, you know, it, like, looked like a home. I feel like the living room would be nice. And the kitchen, like really anywhere. If you're not limited to just the bedroom, like why not? Yeah. Which do I prefer, sweet or salty foods? I don't know. I like both. I'm like not a picky eater, and I get cravings for both fairly equally. Like not. It's usually like, oh, I really want like something crunchy and salty, or like, oh, I really want something sweet. But yeah, I enjoy both. Have I ever tasted myself? Yes. I don't know, it was like, whatever, yeah, okay. I wasn't like blown away by it. It wasn't bad. I was just kind of like, all right, now I know. yeah. Yeah. All right. Where is one place I would never have sex? I'm not gonna say all public restrooms, but I would lean on the side of most public restrooms. Like in a gas. What the shit? Why do I have like literally a dozen dryer sheets? Yeah, no. So like gas station bathrooms would be like an absolute no because I like barely can walk in them to pee, let alone to like leave my pants off for an extended period of time. they're just dirty. Is there anything I have hidden in my room that I don't want anyone to find? yes. It's like not exciting. It's well, there's like okay, there's two things. one of them is my favorite nail polish because they don't make it anymore, and I share most of my nail polishes with my roommates, which is fine. I have like that's my guilty pleasure, so I have like a shameful amount of nail polish, and I will share every color except for vodka and caviar. So I have it stashed away in my room. It's like the perfect red, and I love it, and that's my like go-to color. And yeah, I have it stashed away. let me see. the other one's really dumb. It's this is like my okay, my freshman year. Feels like a lifetime ago, but it wasn't. My friends, I had told them that I was interested in a guy, and I was concerned because we spent so much time together that, like, I thought that it would kind of make it weird to want to date. So, to keep myself from being friend-zoned, we came up with some handy-dandy tips, and they oh so kindly wrote them on, like, 1.5 million index cards, but they actually are, like, somewhat hilarious. So it's quality things like, don't wear pants with holes in them, because, like, we would hang out in, like, a common room, basically a living room, and, like, I didn't give a shit. I wasn't, like, looking to impress anyone until I was, but, like, I would wear old pants that would, like, have gotten worn between the thighs, and there would be holes in them, and I, like, it didn't bother me until I was, like, sitting, like, crisscross applesauce, and someone was like, oh my god, there's a hole in your pants, and I was like, yeah, that happens, and it was apparently a big deal, and then from then on, everyone was always like, Katie, are there holes in your pants, and I was like, yes, so, things like don't wear pants with holes. Let me find them. They're, like, right here. Some quality things. Pick up your room. Like, they just ended up being tips about, like, how to not be a hot mess. be nicer. Not everyone is a cunt. Do your laundry. Brush your teeth and wash your face. Like, thank you. I already know how to do that. They make me sound like a savage. Don't play Tetris during class. Okay. Like, end up just being everything I need to fix about my life. Call your mom. one that just says study. Thanks. One just says, stop talking about masturbation. That was a hot topic in the common room. People do weird things freshman year. It happens. Wear pants. No, I still don't like to wear pants. Get out of bed when your alarm goes off. Please, that one was from my roommate. go to bed before the sun comes up. Yeah. So, it's like a nice handy-dandy collection. I think my favorite part was that the logic behind this. When people, like, quit bad things, it's called going cold turkey. And so the idea with this was that I would just start doing good things for myself. And so it was called hot turkey. But it ended up being, like, everyone ended up with their own set of, hot turkey cards, and so it'd be like, oh, how's hot turkey going this week, and it never worked. It did nothing to, like, improve. I think the worst part is that the guy who I was interested in, he's gay, he only likes men, so it wouldn't have mattered, like, but, yeah, so I have those stashed away, because a lot of them were kind of embarrassing. Yeah. I forgot what it was. How would I feel about taking someone's virginity? Okay. So, as someone who is still a virgin, it's, I guess, like if I had a preference between, like, all other things being considered equal, if the difference was like someone who's a virgin and someone who wasn't, I would probably be more inclined to go for someone who wasn't. But I think that's because I tend to be less interested in control, so I'd rather have someone who knew what they were doing, kind of running the show. But in the same vein, like being with someone who was also in that fun little lonely boat. I feel like we could both be comfortable with the fact that neither of us had much of a clue about what we were doing. But yeah, so that's it. Gonna put away my laundry. So thanks for listening.